Welcome to the Livelihood Matters podcast. I'm your host, Melinda Francois, a business coach, strategist, and project manager. I help people like you to package their unique knowledge and skills to create multiple streams of income and build sustainable online businesses. I've gone from being broke, living paycheck to paycheck, to building a five-figure coaching and consulting company. I did this by overcoming my scarcity thinking, and I've mastered the art of my thoughts, habits, and words to create the life I want for myself. I want to help others to tap into their higher self to create a business they love and to reduce dependency on one stream of income. We each have gifts that can be explored, and this podcast will help you to get the confidence to maximize your potential, to achieve what you want, and take the desired actions to accomplish them. I'll be sharing tips on scarcity mindset, generational poverty patterns, business strategy, online marketing, habit building, and content creation. Growth is intentional and does not have to be lonely. And I'm here to help you build generational wealth one step at a time by taking a look at the whole picture. Hey guys, welcome back to the Livelihood Matters podcast. Oh my god, we are already on episode 10, which means we are almost done with season 1. I am so excited to have grown on this journey with you, and today's topic is really close to my heart because what I'm about to share with you has helped me to remain consistent for the past 6 months with my online marketing strategy. It wasn't easy. Today, I want to talk about what it really means when we say I don't have enough time. And I will share some thoughts on how you can manage your time better. It is easier said than done. No fancy tips, just you. I don't have enough time to do blank. I don't have enough time to do why. My work is taking all of my time. My child is taking all of my time. Oh, I really need more time. I hear these things so often. Can we stop blaming it on time? Guys, let me just tell you this. I do not have enough time. It's just a thought. And here's why. This thought that you never have enough time is one of scarcity thinking. It's convincing yourself not to accomplish things because you already believe you cannot make space for it. As you know, guys, your girl is a scarcity thoughts buster, so I'm going to call you out on this. First things first, it's all in your mind. And have you ever thought of why you constantly think of that? You have control over it. I need you to start thinking differently and ask yourself, where can I dedicate more time? Where do I want to spend more time? Where do I waste my time that can be used for something constructive? How can I open up my mind to managing my time better? You're blocking your true potential by speaking lack of time into your mind and into your life. For years and years, I've heard so many excuses about not having enough time to get work done and to take better care of ourselves. I've heard stuff like, I don't have enough time to do this, I'm feeling overwhelmed, I wish I had more time, I really wish there were more than 24 hours in a day. Oh, that's a very common one. I'm swamped with my 9-to-5 chores and life, so how in the world will I get time to work on my business? And so many more excuses about time and this, and people just keep repeating them. I intend to create an entire training about this, but for today I'm going to leave it for an episode. But let's pause for a while. Do you really think time is the issue? How does Beyonce do it? And Michelle Obama and Carmelita Nuttall, Rachel Rogers, Brendan Burchard? I know. You're probably saying, Melinda, they have teams, so don't compare them to me. I know they have teams, but they were doing it before they had the teams. Don't you believe in your ability to discipline yourself? I'm ready to block my ears from this constant I don't have enough time because it is not helping you. Let me tell you a story. Your girl was a chronic complainer about not having enough time, not having enough hours, and carried a long to-do list of things to do, which got me nowhere. I was constantly overwhelmed and tired and disorganized and all over the damn place because of my thoughts and habits. Not my time, but my thoughts and habits about time. I struggled to get things done within a specific time and always felt like everything was too much for me when it was just my lack of capacity to handle my thoughts and time. Have you ever noticed that two people are doing the same thing and one has no additional significant responsibility and the other has a lot going on, yet the busier one is the one who accomplishes more? The key is managing your thoughts, habits, and attitudes. These three things will help determine your progress. They will help you to manage your time. Now, here's why I say I don't have enough time. It's just a thought. Many people, myself included, are chronic procrastinators. Yes, I said it. Now, we all have the same amount of time in the day and we have to use it for what we consider a priority. I'm going to say it. Some of y'all are going to be mad, but you got your priorities all jacked up on things that don't bring any value into your life. You are still people pleasing, lost in the world and out of alignment with yourself. I want to be honest. This is just the foundation of why some people actually progress and why others don't. First of all, your thinking creates a feeling that leads to you to act in a certain way which produces a result. Based on how you process this thought, you either get shit done or you remain stuck and overwhelmed. The way we operate is not something new. It's a combination of our lifestyle and our addiction to things. To truly overcome this, start by changing your thoughts. I want you to process these questions and see what comes up for you. Write them down if you wish. So here we go. Number one question I want you to start thinking of. Start processing the question and see what comes up for you. What do you think about time management? Marie Folio said, "Nothing exists in our world that doesn't first exist in our minds." Henry Ford said, "Whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. But you need consistent action, creativity, and commitment. Thus, whatever you believe, you will react to it." So he's basically saying that when you believe you do not have time, you will never find time to get stuff done. One thing I know that's certain is if you do not believe something is possible for you, it is not. Thus, if you keep thinking that you do not have time, that's what you're going to get, less time. The next thing is you can command your mind to shut down and the brain and body will follow. You will drive your mind to accept it by believing it. So P.S. the brain and the mind are different. So let me explain. The brain is an organ, but the mind isn't. The brain is a physical place where the mind resides. So the mind is a manifestation of thought, perception, emotion, determination, memory, and imagination that takes place within the brain. The mind is often used to refer especially to the thought process of reason. And I share a link in the show notes where you can learn more about it. So your beliefs about time, think of where it comes from, whether it comes from your experience, your vision, your environment. What is the scenario that constantly make you think this? Is it because you have a lot to do that's never ending? Do you truly have a lot to do? And by what deadline? We often pile our lives with tasks that are not important and urgent to simply feel busy. The next question I want you to ask yourself is, what daily habits do I practice and do I do what I say I'm going to do? I sucked at reading and I always kept buying books but not reading them, so I decided to change or attempt to change the habit. I started a book club with a friend in 2020 and we read one book a month. That is just to help. So we carried on in 2021 and decided to invite others to join. This is an attempt to change my reading habits from not reading at all to reading monthly. In his book, Atomic Habits by James Clear, this is one of the books that we read for our book club, he spoke about how habits shape us. He highlighted some tips for changing habits and I'm going to share them with you. Make the habit. So I want to read more, so I kept my book on me all the time. Make it attractive. I often get caught up in other tasks, so I buy audiobooks to listen on the go as well to help make it attractive. Make it easy. I got others involved to keep me accountable and to help me to discuss the book monthly. And I make it satisfying by the tips learned from the book applied to my real life. Four ways that I can start to help shape a habit. So when you have a habit that was formed from childhood, it is really, really hard to break. For instance, waiting until the last minute to work on a project, not responding to emails on time, getting distracted in Instagram when you should be doing chores, with all habits that are hard to break and can be stuck with us for a while. It is not easy, I know. To truly get more than you have to work on your habits and build better habits. And you can do this according to James Clear by making it invincible. So stop drinking so much coffee. Number two, making it unattractive. Coffee affects my hormonal levels and also my stomach. Number three, making it difficult. If I buy it, I would have to spend more money on healthcare and miss out on good meals while I recover. And number four, reframing the activity so it has a negative connotation. And in that case, it will irritate my stomach lining, which will worsen my stomach condition. So these are just some ways that you can help. But I want to also share my tips for improving your time management. And everybody is different. So I know some things might apply to you, some may not. So here they go. Number one. Manage your time around your energy levels. That is my favorite one, since your energy levels can affect your level of output. I am big on planning, but also notice my energy levels and doing things in the flow, which is why I kept a lot of notes and points and ideas on my iPhone. I have 400 plus notes. I have folders for thought downloads and ideas which are automatically synced to my laptop. I can write an entire article on my notes and then merge it later. I operate from the flow at times, and that works. Have you ever planned to do something that will take 10 minutes but end up taking an hour to complete it? Because you're not in the mood and your creative juices are just not flowing? That's because your energy is off. To delete this, you can organize your calendar based on the times you know you are most productive or when the thoughts flow. But you will first need to know whether you are most productive in the morning, afternoon, evenings, or whatever environment, and see what works best for you. In order to do this, you have to conduct an energy audit, which is tracking when you have the most energy. So for women, sometimes, I would say most times, our energy levels fluctuate for our stages of our menstrual cycle. To learn more about this, I will put a link in the show notes so you can understand your menstrual cycle and planning. Productivity alone is not enough without looking at your mental health and self-care routine, so take note of these things when you're trying to manage your time by looking at your energy level. Number two, plan ahead and calendar block. If you know you can only handle two projects per week, do this. But do not try to do too much within a short window to say you were productive. You are not doing this to impress anyone. You are doing this to get closer to your goals. Use a calendar blocking method to allocate specific times for doing the things. So that's simply blocking chunks of time in your calendar to get things done. So you can put, let's say, 10 minutes, 15, 30 minutes per day, if that works for you. And put in specific times and tips. You can even put in personal activities, business, family, and try it. For instance, if you have 3 hours after your day job to work on your business, set 1 hour to do business work, set 10 minutes break, and then you can set dinner time with your family. All this can help you plan your time. That way, you have an idea of what you should be doing at each time, and that will help you to see where you are wasting time. Now, this method is effective for persons who are disciplined and can actually do what they say they would do. The third way and tip for you to help manage your time is examine your environment to declutter the mess. Ask yourself, is my environment conducive to productivity and progression? Am I able to focus on doing the work? Perhaps the environment is promoting relaxation and not enough creative work. For example, you are always on your phone scrolling through social media on you on your couch relaxing, so that signal is rest mode. How can you get work done on the couch? Or if you are in a corner in a room and you're trying to work, you need to have a set area that can work for you if you find that time management is a struggle. So try to prioritize. You cannot do everything. You will have to always do the work. The real issue is that some tasks that you coined important in your business can either be eliminated, automated, or simplified. So everything you say yes to means you are saying no to something else. So get comfortable making decisions around what can be eliminated, what can be automated, what can be simplified, and look at your environment to see how it enables it. To make this easier, try to do these things that you would normally enjoy. So design an environment that will improve your time management. So, for instance, delete those apps you've been accessing for every 3 minutes and spend less hours on your phone. Stop taking random calls. Unsubscribe from shopping sites. Eliminate media consumption, like no media for 7 days if you want to work on a major project. Play background music when you are doing a task to help you to set the tone. Think of these things that can help you. As I close, I'd like to ask you to remove points of friction that may trigger your thoughts on not having enough time. Time management is a real issue and many people struggle with it. It is not a one-size-fits-all for everyone, so you have to know what works best for you. If you'd like to learn more about how to reduce procrastination, download my free guide to start the journey. It can be found in the show notes. I want to say thank you so much for listening to this episode, and if you enjoy different sections, please leave a comment, a review, share with a friend, share with a family. And guys, please tune in to the previous episodes. There's so many tips I shared on life, and you need to really, really listen to scarcity thinking to abundance thinking that will help you understand more when I say I don't have enough time to support. So thank you so much. Take care. Bye.